Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to The Pregame with Matt and Jax.
This is The Pregame. I'm Matt.
I am Jax.
And it is college football championship week. All the conferences are crowning their champions, and some of them have, you know, very short seasons.
It came up real quick, didn't it? Seems like it.
Anyway. Yeah, looking at you, Pac-12. There's some great matchups to talk about, though, mostly
for
college football. Kind of a porous weekend for NFL. There aren't that many great games that are going on, but I mean,
that's true.
We'll dive into the winners of National Signing Day as well, which that was yesterday.
Yeah, big day.
And some head coaching vacancies in the NFL we're going to take a look at.
There's going to be a lot, and probably a lot more than we're even going to talk about, but yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I think we have it down to like, what, 5-6 maybe?
Right, really. There's going to be more than that.
And along with Jack's trying to keep you from winning the SACO in your fantasy football league, and of course our picks and betting odds and so much more. Starting off, we're going to take a look at the matchups this weekend. It's mostly college football related since the conference championships dominated this weekend. Right out the gate, going to go ahead and talk about Notre Dame taking on Clemson in the rematch from a month and a half ago?
Right. Plus Trevor Lawrence. The rematch plus Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. Certainly. I'm going to say this. Notre Dame wouldn't have won that game if Trevor Lawrence would have been playing.
No. And I think more or less any team has kind of proved that they have yet to stop him. So, I mean, you know, I think it's kind of on him right now. I think that Clemson should be ranked ahead of Notre Dame, honestly. But obviously we'll go through our picks with this and everything. But, you know, to me, Notre Dame's, they're going to have to cause problems for Trevor Lawrence if they're going to win that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And Notre Dame struggled to win in double overtime against their freshman.
Yeah.
And he didn't play poorly.
No, he didn't.
He played a good game.
Yeah, he was really solid back there for him. Yeah.
But he's not Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly.
And I think Clemson's going to make a statement here.
Yes, agreed.
And Bama and Florida are probably going to be what we think this game is going to be.
Yeah, right.
I know you're high on Kyle Trask. Me, not so much. I don't think this game is going to be any different than what we expect it to be.
I like Kyle Trask. I don't think he's nearly talented enough to carry them to even really compete in this game, honestly. And Bama's kind of showing that they're head and shoulders above all other SEC teams, and that includes Florida. Of course, they're obviously coming off that terrible loss against LSU last week. And they're just not going to have enough, and I think Bama's kind of going to put them in their place right and with this game.
Ohio State is up against a very strong Northwestern team that's only lost game from Michigan State, who went back and forth the entire season deciding if they wanted to be good or not.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Northwestern, they have that great defense, so we're going to find out if they have the level of talent to stop a quarterback with the likes of talent with Justin Fields. And I mean, he's just as good as any other college quarterback there is right now, with probably the exception of Trevor Lawrence. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with this game. I know Pat Fitzgerald, before this season, he kind of made an effort to go out and recruit the level of talent needed to compete with somebody like Ohio State, who competes for a national championship seemingly every year in, year out.
And while we know Ohio State is good, they're so good that the Big Ten decided to, you know, bend the rules for them.
Yes, exactly. But at the same time, you know, that's what it does for the conference. So everybody pretty much bent the rules for them.
Yeah, no kidding. Chiefs and Saints navigating over to the NFL. They have the only game that you really want to watch this weekend outside of whatever team that you root for. Drew Brees is still out with 11 broken ribs and a punctured lung. So we'll see how Taysom Hill can do against the Chiefs defense. And also, I'm going to make a side note about saying the 11 broken ribs. Like, that's a number that I would make up, but that's like literally how many ribs that he broke.
Yeah, that's literally, that was the report on him. That's what Sean Payton said even earlier today in an interview. So
again, so we'll see how Taysom Hill can do against the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, Taysom Hill, he's been trying to prove himself in that role since he took over the backup spot. Of course, like Drew Brees is getting up there in age. So this is a little bit of a preview that we're going to get to see from Taysom Hill taking over that starting quarterback position. So against the Chiefs, we'll find out.
All right, early national signing day was yesterday for college football, and there were some winners and losers. The biggest winner to me, Lane Kiffin, made sure that he was on top, and he ended up snagging a whole bunch of good talent and stealing an ESPN 300 player from Florida State, which, you know, I give him a nice little chef's kiss there.
You knew if anyone could pull that off, it would be Lane Kiffin.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, the charisma that guy has, and I mean, he's relatable, and like, if I were a college player, I would be like, that guy is so cool.
Yeah.
And you don't get that with a lot of them.
That's true, yeah.
Another winner, Deion Sanders, had no idea that he was coaching Jackson State. Somehow I missed
this
story.
How did you not know that? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to...
Where do you think he's been all year?
I'd never really thought about it, honestly. I mean, you know, he could be in Cambodia for all I know. But anyways, he picked up a big JUCO player that was set to head to Georgia, and he ended up stealing him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Bama got whoever they wanted.
Yeah, of course. They ended up stealing so many players. It's kind of crazy the amount of talent that they ended up getting. For instance, Bryce Young, he's one of those typical Alabama quarterbacks who can throw it and run with it. He's one of the top ones at that position in the nation. So they got him, as well as one of the best defensive tackles with JT Tumaluau, and I hope that's how you say his name. If it's not, then we'll just kind of go with it for now. You'll probably hear about him next year at some point. They also stacked with a couple of other top 300 players, with wide receiver JoJo Earl and defensive end Keanu Colt. And you know he's got to be good because his name's Keanu.
Right. You got any more big wins over there?
You know, I think USC. I mean, they snagged the number one overall quarterback in Jackson Dart, and they're already climbing up there. They've ranked pretty well this week in the college football playoff rankings. So they're already ranked 13th this year. So to see them in the coming years is what I'm really excited about in terms of the Pac-12. Anyway.
Yeah, and if you're an NFL scout, just make sure that no matter how good their quarterback is, just know that they're not going to be good enough whenever they make it to the NFL. It's a proven stat.
Well, Carson Palmer. We'll give them.
Yeah. Yeah, teams that missed out included Michigan, who's surprised by that, first off.
Yeah, of course.
Not only is there speculation they'll have a new coach, does anyone really want to play in Ann Arbor at this point? That's not a Michigan homer?
Not really. I mean, and you really don't know what's happening with the future of that program either, because it's kind of up in the air what Jim Harbaugh is going to do. So,
and Tennessee had a big number of recruits bail on them at the last second.
Yeah.
They still had probably, I think it was like either top 10 or top 15 recruiting class, mm-hmm. but it probably could have been a lot better if they could have kept hold of all the players that they missed out on. And then Auburn lost their national championship winning coach, so they're also losing recruits left and right.
Left and right, absolutely. They lost a couple to OU, actually, and OU ended up getting three top 300 receivers out of this, with Mario Williams, Jahlil Farouk, and Cody Jackson. And also, watch out for LSU. They got a couple top 300s as well, with defensive tackle Mason Smith and running back Armani Goodwin.
Do you have any more losers out there?
I mean, that's pretty much what I got on my list. But pretty much anyone in the SEC who isn't Bama, they pretty much lost out.
Yeah. Head coach, Ole Miss.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Kiffin. Head coaching vacancies. Who is looking for a new head coach? And, you know, who do you think would fit? We'll start with the Texans. They fired their head coach, mm-hmm. GM Bill O'Brien. And
yep.
I don't think they're staying put with Romeo Crennel.
No. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to stay put with Romeo Crennel.
So this is a stretch on my part. I think Matt Campbell from Iowa State would be a good fit.
I mean, I could see that.
I don't know if he's looking to make the jump to the NFL or if people are really seeing that. But I think with what he did, mm-hmm. I mean, sure, he had Brock Purdy. I don't know how well Brock Purdy is going to be in the next level, but he was good enough to be able to mold Brock and all those players into to being a really good Big 12 team.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a solid, that would be a solid pick right there. And I think the Texans, that is a job that I think anybody, that would be like a gold mine for anyone. You already have an established offense pretty much with Deshaun Watson leading the way. He's putting up ridiculous numbers this year despite the fact that they just haven't won many games. And because pretty much all you need to do is build a solid defense and you have a pretty good squad.
Yeah, and you know, give him another wide receiver since they gave away his best one.
He loses one every week at this point, but he still puts up numbers. So.
Yeah, well, this one was intentional, though. Of course, they're going to hire a new GM first, so that's going to be a huge first, you know, decision for them.
All right.
In the similar fashion, though, what about the Falcons?
The Falcons, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Raheem Morris because he took over for Dan Quinn after he got fired. And, you know, it's not that Raheem Morris has really done a bad job. They're certainly playing a lot better ever since Dan Quinn left. So, you know, there's some question marks to see what's going to happen with them there. Because Raheem Morris, who knows? He could be an option for them to hire. I think they'll take someone outside, obviously. But you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with him within that organization.
Do the Rams have another Sean McVay protege that they could
I'm kind of worried about that, honestly, to see what
you lost a quarterback coach.
Yes, we lost a quarterback coach. There's the Sean McVay has his own coaching tree at this point.
Yeah.
And now he lost LaFleur to Green Bay, of course, and now Brandon Staley is his hand-picked defensive end, who people thought he was kind of crazy, taking a linebacker's coach who's kind of unproven to throw him in as defensive coordinator, and the job that he's done this year has been phenomenal. And so I know people are going to be headhunting for him. I hope he doesn't go, but at the same time, he's well-deserving of it right now.
Yeah, I'm just over here thinking of, you know, different offensive mindset mm-hmm. that he has working under him, because going to the Falcons, it's not a bad spot to be in.
You have
a veteran quarterback that's been there.
Right.
Julio Jones, you know, is 170 years old with four replaced knees. But, I mean, still, he's pretty adequate
wide
receiver if they don't get rid of him. So mm-hmm. it wouldn't be a bad spot for them.
Sure.
Let's see. Taking a look at the Jets, they need a lot.
Yeah. Where to start with them, really?
Adam Gase better not be employed by the Jets after this season, where his team is going to be like a Browns-Lions 0-16 bad.
Well, and especially seeing how badly they've kind of failed against teams on defense. I mean, in their last four games, they're giving up, they've given up 12 passing touchdowns in their past four games. So it's showing whenever the point spreads are getting as big as they are against them, they know that they're going to put up a lot of points. So a defensive-minded coach is probably who they're going to go after.
See, I'm over here thinking, I'm like, well, the Jets are a team that, you know, historically they were flashy. Mm-hmm. They had Broadway Joe. Like, thinking of that, they haven't been for like 20-plus years.
Right.
Who do you bring in? Bob Stoops. He had a pretty good XFL run.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably...
He has to want to come back.
Yeah, yes, probably somebody that's been in the limelight before that's, you know, been able to handle some sort of magnitude of that. So,
and then taking a look at the Lions, they aren't a terrible team. They just need to hire a good coach to bring them together. And
a lot of talent on that team.
I mentioned it for the Falcons. I mean, could they also rob the Rams of more offensive minds?
They could be.
They've got Matt Stafford. I mean, he's
yeah. I mean, he's a solid quarterback. And he can still make all the throws, and they got a talented backfield now with DeAndre Swift taking over there. He's the main star running back, and regardless of however long Adrian Peterson continues to play, you know, on both sides of the ball, they have a solid defense. They have Darius Slay in their secondary, so I mean, they have some talent on that team.
And then there's a really hot seat, but not necessarily getting fired. Just kind of looking at Doug Peterson with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
He's really hot. He won a Super Bowl, but it wasn't with Carson Wentz.
Sure.
And it's looking like Jalen Hurts, you know, him picking him up, maybe what they needed if he keeps playing well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the entire Eagles organization in this offseason, because especially with contract or trade situations potentially happening with Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz, for that matter. But yeah, the emergence of Jalen Hurts has been the big story in the past couple of weeks, and it's probably at least going to make Doug Peterson be able to stay for at least another year to see what happens, or at least into next year. But it still kind of remains to be seen. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen with the Eagles, whether or not he moves on from, whether or not they move on from Peterson after the season or not.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're also moving Wentz along, too. I can see him going down to Jacksonville, and he's going to learn how to break his hand with a hammer like Gardner Minshew.
Hopefully that's not what they're coaching down there.
My idea is that Peterson probably gets one more year, but I would be surprised if a guy named Harbaugh would make his way into the fray, too.
Well, perhaps. Yeah. That could be something. That could be a new storyline that we're going to see.
And finally, the team that desperately needs a new head coach. Get Matt Nagy out of Chicago. He doesn't deserve to go in and get a nice hot dog or any of this.
I am surprised that he didn't get fired after that six-game losing streak that they had prior to winning last week, or even the five games before their sixth game, because that sixth game when they lost to the Lions a couple weeks ago, those were the type of games that you see coaches get fired over, just losing games like that. And I mean, we've kind of seen that throughout the season, the regression of the Bears.
Yeah, and the rumor in Chicago is that they want Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern.
I mean, he's proving himself this year, honestly.
And he wouldn't have to move.
Yeah.
It's a win-win either way. Yeah. They're like, we don't have
to. It's a double whammy right there, yeah.
Yeah, you know, where they pay that buyout, they won't have to worry about paying for Pat Fitzgerald to relocate.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so now we're going to move on to one of the biggest stories in the NFL, probably all season. Did Lamar Jackson poop himself on Monday night?
Oh, man.
The video of him being backstage going to the locker room and that guy coming out the door and like him like sidestepping and throwing him out of the way makes it seem like that. Although Lamar said on social media, he's like, I didn't pull Paul Pierce. So,
right, yeah.
I believe him. I believe it was cramps, but still, like, is this kind of funny how...
If it was cramps, he would have had trainers with him that went back with him to the locker room. Notice in that video, nobody was with him.
It doesn't necessarily mean that there weren't trainers in the locker room already.
What, were they just waiting for him? Because they're obviously on the sideline.
I mean,
they're on the sideline during the game.
They might have a cramps trainer that just stays in the back and just waits for them to come back there.
Your Louisville bias is showing.
All right, now we're going to hand it over to Jax with his fancy football team fixes so you don't get the sacko.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, I guess in a lot of leagues, it's week two of the playoffs, really. So first off, tonight's Thursday night football matchup, I would otherwise expect this to be a shootout, but Mike Williams is not expected to play at wide receiver for the Chargers, and Keenan Allen may not play either. This will be one to watch. He's expected to be a game time decision. He'll likely be limited even if he does play tonight. Now, this will also have an effect on Justin Herbert's numbers in case he's your starter. I had the same problem. Now, there are some quarterbacks out there if needed, and I wouldn't think this would be my first QB sub pick after just one career start, but Jalen Hurts may be a great option this week.
I was kind of waiting for that.
Right. Yes, he's only put up 167 yards passing last week, but he had 102 yards rushing, and you know that's going to be a big part of his game in, game out. He's facing an Arizona defense that plays a lot of receivers in man-to-man coverage, which leaves their defense susceptible to a running quarterback. So that could be an option right there. Hurts should be available. He's only owned in 8% of leagues. And as for a one-week option, you could say Jared Goff is another good option solely for the fact that he's facing the Jets this week, who have allowed an average of 25.5 fantasy points and, as I mentioned, 12 touchdowns over the past 4 weeks. So a couple of running backs to look at this week, and these are circumstantial, but Jeff Wilson Jr. for the 49ers against the Cowboys. Wilson Jr. will start if Raheem Mostert is out. He did not practice yesterday and is questionable. questionable. So look for Wilson Jr. to potentially start that game. DeAndre Washington for the Miami Dolphins, maybe another guy to look at since he may get the start against the Patriots, who have struggled against the run, by the way. Miles Gaskin, Matt Breda, and Salvin Ahmed were all out for Miami last week. If that's the case this week, Washington's your guy. And at wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar, only owned in 20% of leagues somehow, but he's put up some very solid fantasy points in 7 of his last 10 games. He's gotten 36 targets in his past 4 games and also has a favorable matchup tonight against the Chargers. And as for the tight end position, Logan Thomas for the Washington football team, still available in 58% of leagues and has double-digit tight end numbers in his past 3 games. That's what to look at for this week in fantasy.
All right, now we're going to shift gears into the betting odds and the pick-ems, which is my favorite part of the program.
Absolutely.
Starting with college football, we've got UAB versus Marshall for the CUSA Championship. That is happening tomorrow, which is Friday. Marshall is favored by 5.5. I'll go ahead and stick with Marshall. Pretty tough this year.
Yeah, Marshall has been pretty tough throughout this year. I see them taking that.
All right, if you're ready to get in on the MAC Championship, it's happening tomorrow as well. Ball State is taking on Buffalo. Buffalo is favored by 13.5 points. I'm taking the over.
Of course.
And Buffalo.
Yes, that would be the way to go. And yes, I'm also going to take Buffalo in that matchup.
Oregon versus number 13, USC. That is happening Friday night. USC is favored by 3. I'm going to take Oregon. This is, of course, for the Pac-12 championship.
And I got to say, that USC program, they're up and coming. I think they're going to prove it this week against Oregon as well.
Number 4, Ohio State taking on number 14, Northwestern in the Big Ten championship. That is happening Saturday. Ohio State is favored by 20.5. I went ahead and took Northwestern on this because I don't know. I don't know how this matchup is going to be. They didn't play during the regular season, the shortened regular season, so I don't know how much faith I have in Justin Fields and the offense against a pretty good defense for Northwestern.
Yeah, yeah, no, I completely agree with that notion. As I think that Northwestern's going to at least make it relatively close. I'm not saying that they're going to win it straight up, but I will take Northwestern against that spread for sure.
Number 5, Texas taking on Tennessee. Did I write that right? Texas A&M. I was just like, that doesn't make sense. This was just for funsies because the NCAA allowed them to play one more game this week if they wanted to, and neither team were running it up, so they were able to do it. I'm going to stick with Texas A&M by 14.
Yeah, they're playing just as well as anybody in college football right now, so Texas A&M.
Then the Big 12 championship. Number 10, Oklahoma taking on number 6, Iowa State. Happening Saturday, Oklahoma is favored by 5.5. Iowa State won earlier this season, but I think Oklahoma is going to win this one.
Yeah, OU, they've kind of found their stride as the season's gone on, and I think in the second look that they're gonna get Iowa State in this one.
Do you remember how pissed I was earlier this season when OU wasn't covering?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because previously, it's like anytime you see them play, I'm like, over.
Yep. Yeah. They had their struggles early on in the season, but I think they've kind of found their game on both sides of the ball. And I think they win this rematch against Iowa State.
Probably one of the best matchups of the weekend, yes. The ACC championship game. Number 3, Clemson taking on number 2, Notre Dame. We talked about this in length earlier. Clemson's favored by 10.5. I think they're going to win by more.
Yeah, I think so as well. Just the talent level and the athleticism for Clemson is just there's a lot of good players on Notre Dame who are, it's almost like they have role players playing each position, and they're very well coached. However, the overall athleticism on the Clemson side of the ball, I think it's just the talent level is not there for Notre Dame against Clemson.
The Mountain West Championship, number 24, San Jose State taking on Boise State. That's happening Saturday. Boise State's favored by 6.5. Hey, go with San Jose State. Why not? Boise State's felt stupid.
it is all sorts of blue and whatnot, but Boise State, I'll take their defense in this one. I like the way that they played last week against Wyoming.
I didn't like the way they played against Wyoming.
Oh, come on, just knock that
off. Pandering,
knock that off. I mean, yeah, of course you are. So I'm gonna go with Boise State in this one.
SEC Championship, number 1, Bama, taking on number 7, Florida. We talked about this one earlier. Mm-hmm. Bama's Favored by 17. I think they're going to win by a whole lot more.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Bama probably by 30 in this one, honestly. Maybe not that. But at the same time, I don't think that Florida is going to be able to hang with them for so long. Maybe a half. That's about it.
And then the American Championship, American Conference, not the Champions of America. Number 9, Cincinnati taking on number 23, Tulsa. Cincinnati's favored by 14. Cincinnati going to go undefeated.
Yeah, agreed. And yeah, Cincinnati's just, they've been tough throughout the year, and they'll stay with it in this one.
Making our way into the NFL, Chargers take on the Raiders tonight. Vegas is favored by 3.5. I'll go ahead and stick with the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders, and especially if Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are both out. But even when Keenan Allen in a limited basis, that's not going to help the Chargers' case for that much. So Raiders.
Saturday, because we have Saturday football games. Bills are taking on the Broncos. Bills are favored by 6.5. I'll stick with the Bills.
Bills are playing as good as anyone in the NFL right now, so I'm going to stick with the Bills in that one.
Also on Saturday, the Packers are taking on the Panthers. Packers favored by 8.5. Stick with the Pack.
You know, I think the Panthers are going to beat the spread. No, they're not going to win the game, but I think they're going to be within a possession in this one against the Packers. For whatever reason, it just seems like the Packers like to edge out a lot of these games late in the season.
So you're saying that Theodore Two Gloves is going to make some things happen?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, the Bucs and the Falcons. First game on Sunday. The Bucs are favored by 6. Gonna go with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm going with Tom Brady in this one as well, and especially against the Falcons defense that struggles mightily against the passing game.
49ers versus Cowboys. 49ers favored by 3. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I think that they have a little bit of momentum now.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, you can tell that they've certainly gotten better in the previous weeks. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. 49ers have a lot of problems right now.
Lions versus Titans. Titans are favored by 10.5. No reason not to take the Titans.
Absolutely. Titans are looking pretty well. And, yeah, it's going to be tough for a Lions poor run defense to stop Derrick Henry.
All right, the Texans and Colts. Colts have a pretty good defense this year, but they've been kind of shaky the last few games. They're favored by 7. I'm going with the Texans.
Yeah, these are two teams that know each other as well as anybody does. So I'm going to go with the Texans in this one, and just a real good rivalry really between them. The Colts got them first, and it came down to one possession. It's probably going to do that again, but I'll take Texans.
The Dolphins and the Pats play Sunday. The Dolphins are favored by 2.5. I'll go ahead and stick with them.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Dolphins. Pats are another team with some problems, specifically on offense and in the run defense.
Bears and Vikings. Vikings are favored by 3. Go ahead and stick with Wizzo's favorite team.
Yeah, I think Vikings will kind of rebound this week and kind of stay around the playoff hunt for at least one more week after this. As I can't see Matt Nagy's team pulling that out.
Yeah, this is going to be his going away party.
Yeah, right.
Seahawks versus the Washington football team. Seahawks are favored by 5.5. I'll go ahead and stick with them.
I'm going to go with the Washington football team. They've been kind of impressive. Alex Smith has them kind of playing to a pretty good level at this point. And they're showing up and playing well against teams. I don't know that they'll win this game, but I think it will be one of those field goal wins at games.
Is Alex Smith good to go? Because I know he was questionable the other day.
Yeah, he's still listed as questionable, but everything is pointing to him still playing.
Jags versus Ravens. Ravens are favored by 13. I think the Ravens are going to win by more than that because Lamar Jackson is back after he had his bathroom cramps. He's
he relieved himself. Yeah.
It would have been better if he would have came back and ran another 100 yards at the end of the game. Right. That would have made me think that it probably was him just going number 2.
I mean, they still put up, you know, 47 points in that game.
He threw touchdowns instead of running at the end. I'm just putting that out.
Yeah. Ravens are going to score pretty often in this one, I think, and put away the Jags pretty easily.
Rams versus Jets. Rams are favored by 16.5, which is the biggest spread of almost anything that we've talked about today.
Right.
I'm going to say that the Rams cover.
Yeah, it's almost... I went into this week as a fan thinking, Rams have a bye week this week, pretty more or less. Yeah, Rams will take this one probably by 30 is what I'm guessing.
Cardinals and Eagles. Arizona is favored by 6.5. I'm going to say that the Eagles win and Doug Peterson tries to make sure that they are on track to keep his job.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that too. I think I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a problem for Arizona. As I mentioned, they like to play a lot of man on receivers, which then makes them susceptible to running quarterbacks. And I think they're going to have a problem with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
I went back and forth on this next one: the Chiefs and the Saints. The Chiefs are favored by 3. I'm going to go with the Saints, but man, it is really hard to go against Patrick Mahomes. But the Saints are still just playing so good.
Yeah, they were until last week. that was the thing for me, anyway. Because you know, coming off that loss, I know they're going to be hungry for a victory. But at the same time, I don't think that Patrick Mahomes was really too happy with his game against Miami. That was, he threw 3 interceptions for the first time in his career. But at the same time, I think he's going to rebound, and I think KC takes that one. And I'm going to say by 10.
Giants versus Browns, Sunday night game. Not really excited about this game. Don't really care about it. Cleveland's favored by 4. I'm going to go ahead and say the Giants pull it off.
I'm going to say the Giants pull it off as well. I think it, regardless of whether or not Daniel Jones is back, there's a chance that he will be. I think that they're going to win because the Browns are coming off a short week. They're coming off a kind of demoralizing loss that they thought they, you know, they had the lead late in the game and everything. So I think the Giants are going to get them in this one.
Jason Garrett, for what it's worth, isn't going to be coaching this week either. So Freddie Kitchens is going to be the offensive coordinator.
He's going to take it out on the Browns.
Yeah, he is. That's also kind of what led me to that, too.
Right.
And finally, Monday night, Steelers versus Bengals. Steelers are favored by 13. I think they finally bounce back, and they need the Bengals to be there for them to be their punching bag.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one to kind of get their confidence back, really. But and I think they're going to do it this week against Cincinnati.
All right, that is going to do it for us. We will catch you Tuesday, and we might take a little bit of a Christmas break unless we just hustle next week to get these out.
It's going to be a very busy week next week, but yeah, we'll do what we can. Hit us up on the socials.
Socials.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, The Pregame with Matt and Jax. Also on Twitter at Pregame Matt Jax.
And one thing I do is I update the college basketball odds every day, or at least try to, since we aren't able to cover it all week because they change constantly. Anyways, that's good enough for us. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that stuff. Yep. Sorry, didn't make it.
You just listened to The Pregame with Matt and Jax.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.